Blog Talk Radio.
Les bidons? Banana? Stuart? Macarena?
Banana!
Minion, have you ever wondered where they came from? They've been on this planet far longer than we have. They're all different, but they all share the same goal. To find the biggest, baddest villain to serve. Finding a master was easy.
La piñata!
Keeping a master. That's where things got tricky. Nope, it wasn't easy for these guys. But nonetheless, they kept on looking.
Papagena, tu les bella con la papaya.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scarlet Overkill!
Have any of you ever dreamt of working for the greatest supervillain of all time?
I love you, Scarlet!
I'm going to be the villain!
These are the new recruits.
Scarlet, mi amare caputo.
No, no, don't say anything. I won't understand.
I'm a villain, I'm with a woman that's in the window.
Do you know who this is?
La cucaracha?
This is Queen Elizabeth.
Huh?
And I really, really, really want her crown.
You came for the Queen's crown, did you? Well, you're gonna have to get through me.
Gentlemen, ladies, hounds!
You backstabbing little traitor!
Scarlet!
Don't you Scarlet me!
I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I hate you.
Guys, cut it out. This is really unprofessional.
Well, hello. I'm here to talk about something important, something that needs to be discussed because before it's too late. And that is the overrunning of this world of minions. Yes, people, the new Minion movie is coming out, and I'm here to talk about it. And who am I? Some people call me the Surfer. Some people think I'm delusional. But that doesn't matter. I do two things. I talk about comic books, and I give an unnecessary review of movies, whether you want it or not. So I'm giving an unnecessary review of movies of Minions. So, now, of course, most people on the planet have seen Despicable Me and Despicable Me 2, and the consensus is they're great movies. And they're not great, like, story-wise or great as far as, animation, but they're just so funny. And, of course, Despicable Me and Despicable Me 2 was about this supervillain named Gru, and him, getting these three girls in his life, and his life changing from being a curmudgeon to, a nice, lovable guy. And then 2 expanded on that. But in between both those movies, of course, he had a bunch of minions that did his bidding. And throughout those movies, when the minions had their time to shine, I mean, they really stole the show. I mean, you can't help but find them funny. And, you know, these little yellow chicken nugget nut sacks that run around, you know, understand what they're saying. You know, they don't speak English. I don't know what language they speak. They slap each other around. They're just looking to be despicable and evil and follow the worst person in the world. They find that the most endearing thing. And their whole meaning of existence is to serve the most rotten person there is. So after successful movies of Despicable Me, Despicable Me 2, I guess, you know, the studio decided, well, let's do the Minions movie. So they did a movie set before Gru. This is supposed to be the origin history of Minions and how they, you know, came about and so on. So throughout the movie, you know, you watch, you know, even from the title credits, you watch the Minions start off as little single cells in the sea, and all they did was follow around the biggest fish that swallowed up whatever other fish until they eventually was led onto ground. From there, you know, they started following dinosaurs, and then they found men, and then, you know, throughout the history, they would align themselves with whatever evil person it was, but being that they're not very good at what they do, you know, they would always mess up. You know, whether it was, following the Pharaohs or following Dracula or whatever, you know, Napoleon. So, this eventually led the Minions to, you know, at this point, people got tired of the Minions. So they go off into, and they find this sanctuary in this cave, and they built this the civilization, and they were happy for a moment. But after a while, their nature started to take over. And without someone to serve, someone to do their evil bidding, they started to get lazy and apathetic, and eventually they were just going to die off. So it's up to 3 minions get this idea. They're going to go out into the world again and find somebody for these minions to serve. So it's Kevin, Stewart, and Bob. And they set off into the real world, and they finally make it to America in 1968. And while they're there and they're searching for someone to serve, they accidentally come across a television signal of the Criminal Empire Network or something like that. I can't remember for sure. And they get told about, and they find out about Villainkind. And this takes place in Orlando, Florida. So with Villainkind, if they can get there, then all the answers will be solved. They'll find somebody to serve. So all the evil, nasty people are going to Villainkind. And this, like I said, it's in Orlando, and it's in a secret place, so it's not like anybody could just stumble upon it. And they find themselves there, and on the way, you know, they meet this family of thieves that give them a lift, and they go through a little quick zany adventure. Now, the family, of course, they're played by Michael Keaton and Allison Janney. They play a husband and wife along with their children who, you know, like Robin Banks, and just doing dumb stuff, you know, having fun. But they get to heal, they get to Villainkind, and the star of Villainkind for this particular thing is Scarlet Overkill, which is by Sandra Bullock. So everybody wants to work for her. She, you know, she's this rock star, and what makes her even a bigger rock star is that as a woman, she found a way to be evil. Now, so they hook up, the Minions hook up with Scarlet Overkill, and she wants them to go steal Queen Elizabeth's crown for her. Which, of course, where the movie takes off, you know, Scarlet has a husband named Herb Overkill, voiced by John Hamm, and he's crazy little inventor. And you get Jeffrey Rush, he plays the narrator. And Steve Coogan voices some different voices. There are other people that do voices, but, you know, the characters don't really mean much. But the thing is, everybody figured, well, it was the Minions that made Despicable Me and Despicable Me 2, so why not just do a movie based on the Minions? And while there's a lot of funny things in this movie, it's sorely missing Gru and those three little girls. Don't sell them short for what they bring to those first two movies. Because they bring heart to that movie that this movie doesn't have. Like, with Gru, you saw where he's coming from. You sympathized. You kind of rooted for him to be bad and then watch him change his ways, okay? And then go from there. But with this one, with Scarlet Overkill, she's a character you really don't care to root for. You don't care if she gets stopped or she gets what she wants. She's supposed to be just the best villain there is, but she wants someone else to do the crime of the century, which would be to steal the queen's crown. So, real quickly, it has some funny moments, probably plenty of funny moments, but, you know, centering on the Scarlet Overkill is where the movie doesn't work. There's a cameo at the end of this movie that really brought it back for me. And I won't spoil it because, I mean, not that it's like the cameo, like, oh my God, but, you know, it might be a surprise if you don't know who shows up at the end. But, you know, it's like I said, watching the Minions are funny. You know, they have these little Minions speak, and that's kind of hard. Also, not seeing most of the Minions other than a few spots here, it focuses on three Minions. Three Minions are separate from the rest. You know, they probably should have did more with the rest of the Minions, because watching them beat up and fight each other and their quirks, that's the funny part. You know, they go crazy with ice cream and bananas. But also, I have to say, watching Kevin Stewart and Bob, you got a sense that they really cared for each other. You know, it wasn't like they were just out there, you know, trying to do their own. It was like they looked out for each other. They were, you know, they picked each other up. They really formed like a bond or a friendship. And that's the funny part, because in the beginning, like, one of the Minions didn't want one of the other ones to go on this trip to go find someone to serve. They was like, no. I don't want it. He wanted nothing to do with it. But by the end, you know, you feel the bond that these three create with each other going on this on their trip to serve Scarlet Overkill and bring her what she wants. And then with this cameo, okay, if you have kids, it's a matinee. If you don't have kids, or you really weren't a fan of the first two movies, then this third one's not going to win you over. So, if you're a fan, go see it. You know, if you want to wait for it to come on video, I can't fault you for it. And if you got the kids, take them on a Saturday morning, save a few bitcoins. But, you know, that's how I feel about Minions. You know, I'm almost cracked their language, so, and you know, I have Minion stuff like a lot of people do. You know, I was at the movies yesterday, and a lot of people was carrying dolls and Minion memorabilia and T-shirts, and you know, Minions have taken over, and they're so popular that you can tell that other companies are trying to create their own versions of Minions. There was a movie came out early this year, which they was hoping that the creatures in that would become their versions of Minions, but nothing will ever top the Minions. You know, you watch them in their shorts that come out in between the movies and stuff, and you know, I play the Minion Android game like every day, because you know, who doesn't like a Minion? I even got Minion goggles. I mean, 3D minion goggles. You can watch movies in 3D with these things. So, I mean, that's how much a fan I am of the minions. And I don't know how much a fan you are, but I'm gonna leave it at that. You know, short review because it's a short, you know, quick movie, about an hour and a half long. Not much to mull over. You should, you know, like I said, you're a fan, you got kids, go see it. If not, you can wait, or you can go see it. That's up to you. All right, I'll see you next time. Peace out.